Do so. We're just going to have a short little challenge at this time before we lead into the baptismal service. I'd like to invite you to Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 2, verse 41. Just like to spend a few moments and mainly address those that are getting baptized this evening and just talk about the privilege of membership and being a member of a local New Testament church. Here in Acts chapter 2, in verse 41, down to verse number 47. Acts chapter 2, verses 41 to 47, it reads, "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your precious word, and we pray now as we study for a few moments and refreshed in mind as to the privilege of church membership, we pray that you would encourage us to love your church as you love the church and died for it. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. We see here within the book of Acts, particular here in chapter 2, Simon Peter has preached a sermon on the day of Pentecost, and God has worked in a miraculous way, and as a result, many are saved. And in fact, the Bible teaches us in verse number 41 that 3,000 souls were saved. And we know they are saved because in verse 41 it reads, "Then they that gladly received his word." Those that gladly received his word. Simon Peter has just declared comprehensively that Jesus Christ is the Savior, the Messiah. And those that gladly received his word, those that placed their faith in Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior, the Bible teaches us they were baptized. Because baptism is not for salvation, baptism is the evidence of salvation. We declare our faith openly via believers' baptism. This is the simple yet profound New Testament principle. A person was saved, they received Jesus Christ as their Savior, and upon their confession of Jesus Christ as their Savior, they openly declare their faith by being scripturally baptized in accordance to the Word of God. So we see here in Acts chapter 2, after Simon Peter teaches on the fact that Jesus Christ is the promised Messiah, the Holy Spirit has convicted many. And as a result, 3,000 souls were converted. And the Bible teaches us on the same day they received his word, they received Jesus Christ as their Savior, they were baptized. And the Bible goes on to teach here in verse number 42, these that were baptized, They continued in doctrine. They were taught the Word of God. They continued in fellowship. They had an understanding of their new church family, and they wanted to spend time one with another. In breaking of bread is in reference to remembering the broken body and the shed blood of Christ. And also they prayed one for another. So within this infant church, so we see in Acts chapter 2 some marks of this infant church that Jesus said, I will build and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. That God's people met one another's needs. They were willing to sacrifice what they had in order to help and to minister to one another. Note there at the end of verse number 47, it reads that they were praising God, having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. The Lord added to the church. Back in verse 41, it reads, the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. So we have clarity here in verse number 47. They were added to the church. They were saved, baptized, they were added to the church. And within the scriptures, within the New Testament, the Bible teaches very clearly that's the door to church membership. That's God's ideal. That upon receiving Jesus Christ as Savior, we are scripturally baptized by immersion. And upon that public declaration of Jesus Christ as Savior, added to the church. And they continued within that church fellowship as members of that church. The Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Church membership is a privilege because church membership is, it's biblical Christianity. It's not complicated. We complicate things, don't we? We're good at it. In fact, we're experts at it. Many have a PhD in complicating life. But biblical Christianity is not complicated. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Jesus Christ died for the sins of the whole world. Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose again. Jesus Christ offers eternal life to sinners. And when a man, woman, and child repents of their sin and invites Jesus Christ to be their Savior, they are born into the family of God. But to as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. We're saved by faith, not of works. It's not complicated. God's done the work. And He extends grace and mercy to you and I that will simply come acknowledging our need of a Savior. And within the New Testament, we see that they were saved, they were baptized, they were added to the church. They became a member of a church family. See, church membership is biblical Christianity. And this is the normal process. And it's within the local church that they continue to grow and they are taught the Word of God as believers and they enjoy fellowship and they remember the broken body and the shed blood of Christ and they pray one for another and they look out one for another and they help and they minister one to another. This is the New Testament church. It's not complicated. So the biblical door to membership is baptism. And for each one that will be baptized this evening, they will automatically become a member of Metropolitan Baptist Church. This is biblical Christianity. It's not complicated. And my charge is to each one that will get baptized this evening to see it as an honor, see it as a privilege to be part of a New Testament church. It's the best kind of membership you can ever have on this side of eternity. It's the membership of memberships, and because it reflects your faith in Jesus Christ, so they were saved, baptized, they were added to the church, and this is the normal process. And within this membership, church membership is biblical Christianity. Church membership is a commitment. It's a commitment. And that's my next little challenge for those getting baptized this evening, that you, in getting baptized and becoming a member of this church, that's biblical Christianity. You're following the biblical pattern, and that's a privilege. That's a privilege. And secondly, I'd like to challenge those getting baptized this evening, and you'll become members of this local church, that it's a commitment. Membership is commitment. There are Christians today that question the value of membership. Question to them is, well, is commitment biblical? Does God expect us to be committed? The answer to that is obviously yes. So church membership is a commitment. It's a commitment in a number of areas. For the sake of time, just turn with me to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. The principle of accountability is spelled out here in Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 7. Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 7, it reads, "Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation." Then note then verse 17, Hebrews 13, 17, "Obey them that have the rule over you. Submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you." How to keep a smile on pastor's dial? Commitment. It's as simple as that. You be committed to Jesus Christ and pastor smiling. And I'd like to challenge each one of you that will become a member of this church shortly, that a church membership is not only the biblical Christianity, but church membership is a commitment. I'm committed to you, to pray for you, to teach you the Word of God, to look out for you. If you have a need, I'm there. You can call me 24/7. Not like these plumbers that promise 24/7, 7 days a week, and yet they have every excuse under the sun as to why they can't come now. No. Pastor's available 24/7, 7 days a week. Christmas, Easter, all included. Always open, never closed. I'm committed to you. I'm praying for you. I'm watching out for you. And one day I'll stand before God and give an account of how I have cared for you. That's the burden I'm under. So I challenge you, members to be committed. I'm committed to you. You be committed to the Church of Jesus Christ. And as long as this pastor leads you in the paths of the Word of God, follow. Follow. Submit. Honor. And God will be well pleased. See, church membership is biblical Christianity. Church membership is commitment. Church membership is cooperation. We're a family. We're a church. We're likened to a body. Note there 1 Corinthians, please. 1 Corinthians, the third chapter. 1 Corinthians, the third chapter. Verses 6 to 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 6 to 9. The Bible reads, "I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor." But note verse 9, it reads, "For we are laborers," let's say it together, "together with God." Together with God, ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. So God likens the church to a building. God likens the church to a body, the human body that has many parts. Each part is of value. Every part is of equal value. Each part of the body has a important purpose for the benefit of the remainder of the body. And for those of you that will become members of Metropolitan Baptist Church this evening, church membership is not only biblical Christianity, church membership is a commitment, church membership is cooperation, that we work together. And I trust and pray that each one of you that will become members this evening, that you are already in your mind rolling up your sleeves and wanting to serve. Because God has given you spiritual gifts, and God has given each one of you talents. And you can honor the Lord, and God can take those spiritual gifts and those talents that you have to not only bring glory to God, but benefit the remainder of the body. Church membership is cooperation. It's been well said, teamwork makes the dream work. And God will bless your involvement within the church. I'm looking forward to having some new members within the church family, and I'd like to encourage you to seek to be involved, because we are laborers together with God. We do our part, God will do his part. One plants, one waters, but it's always God that gives the increase. And last but not least this evening, a challenge to our new members to be. Church membership is not only biblical Christianity. Church membership is a commitment. I'm committed to you. I trust that you will be committed to the leadership of this church and ultimately to Jesus Christ. And church membership is cooperation. We are co-laborers. We work together for a greater cause. And this is our last but not least point. Church membership has a cause. There's an ultimate end. And it's summed up there in Matthew chapter 28 in the commission given to this nucleus infant church that our Lord Jesus was forming in his earthly ministry. Shortly before he ascended back to heaven, he assembled his assembly, I guess his little infant church, and he gave them a cause. He gave them a purpose. The Bible teaches us there in verse number 16, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And then it goes on to read that Jesus said in verse 18, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore. There's the cause. There's the purpose. Go ye therefore and do what? Teach all nations. Educate, instruct concerning the gospel. And then do your part to have those that receive the gospel be baptized. Teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And then teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. See, church membership is not only biblical Christianity. Church membership is commitment. Church membership is cooperation. Church membership has a cause, has a purpose. Shortly before the Lord Jesus ascended back to heaven, he said to his disciples, this is what I want you to do. I want you to win, baptize, teach. Win, baptize, teach. We make reference to the Great Commission. And to our new church members, I trust that as you jump on board, that you will do your part in fulfilling that cause, that purpose that Jesus Christ gave to his infant church, to go and preach the gospel to every creature, seek to win men, women, and children of Jesus Christ, and encourage those that are saved to be baptized and have a part in discipling and educating them in the Word of God. See, the Great Commission is just not my mandate, it's your mandate. It's our mandate. But we can't do it alone. We do it together. We work together. through the ministries of the church, through the outreach ministries of the church, you as a church member have the privilege of being involved in fulfilling the Great Commission. If we love Jesus Christ, we'll love what he loves. And in Ephesians 5:25, the Bible teaches us that Jesus Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. The building is not the church. It reflects where we meet. It's a point of reference. And I'm thankful for our church building. I hope you love the church building. Hope you are thankful for the facilities. But really, the church is really you and I. Christ loved the church. Christ loved people. Christ loved the church, gave himself for it. And if we really love Jesus Christ, then we'll love what he loves. Over the years, because of my wife's love for me, she loves what I love. There are some things she didn't love outwardly when we first got married. But now she loves what I love because she loves me. She loves me. And if we love Jesus Christ, we'll love what he loves, the church. So may God bless each one of you that are getting baptized this evening. Those that gladly received his word were baptized and added. Added to what? Added to the church. And they continued. Church membership is a privilege. It's biblical Christianity. It's a commitment. It's cooperation. We work together. We're co-laborers. And we have a cause, we have a purpose to fill. And may God bless each one of you that are following our Lord in believers' baptism and thereby becoming members of this church. We invite you to join with us as we seek to glorify Jesus Christ in and through his church. Let's pray.